Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Overcaffeinated. This is episode 42, and again, I feel like the last like six episodes that I've recorded in the last year, I keep apologizing for leaving and taking a break, but I feel like I have a pretty good explanation for this break, so I'm sorry again for taking another break, but as you guys know, I graduated college. I almost immediately started working for an amazing company, and work has been really busy and really crazy, and my company is expanding a lot, and we're hiring a lot of people, and it's like all good things. We like to call it like good problems to have. Like, we have so many sales going through and so many campaigns that we're running that we literally need more people to be hired so that we can get all the work done and not have a horrible work-life balance. We're trying to manage that right now. So it's been really good, but what I'm doing is something I think I really thrive in, and I feel so integrated into the company and my team despite being remote. That was something I was like kind of afraid of, and that was like the last episode I had was talking about. I think it was literally like right before I started work too, so like I haven't even chatted with you guys since I've started working. That's how busy I've been, but it's also summer, and I visited my friend Maddie in California for the first time. That was the first time I ever went to California, so that was really exciting. But yeah, despite all of like the busyness of the summer, I'm ready to get back into the groove of things. I wrote like my little outline like last week. So it's in the present tense, but this is technically in the past tense. But I was working last week, and I always have like some sort of like podcast or the TV on in the background. And I was listening to a few like newer podcasts because I just am listening to them all the time again, because I hadn't been for a while. And I realized like how much I love podcasting, and it just like reminded me of when I started listening to them and like doing this in the beginning of college, when I would listen to Chicks in the Office. And it also might be because I'm listening to them again, because I hadn't for a while, but I got like back into like really listening to them. And I feel like a lot of the people that they have on right now, like I don't even know all of them, but I keep up with all their Bachelor stuff, and like Bachelor in Paradise is starting again. So it's been really nice to like come back to like my roots of like why I started and the people that like inspired me to start too. Shout out to Fran from Chicks in the Office. She's the one that actually like messaged me back and everything, and like chatted with me about when I wanted to start my podcast. And every time I respond, I like swipe up on a story or like DM her, she always answers. So she's literally the best. Love her so much. But I've also just been listening to a lot of different shows too that have given me my entrepreneurial spark again. And I feel like sometimes just like in life, we really get into like work or school or a relationship, and like we forget about all of the other little things and like all of the different passions and hobbies and just like fun stuff that we liked before like that new thing was added in. Like, I know sometimes even with school, like I'll get caught up in things and I'll forget about certain things that I really like to do, and then like I'm on summer break, I'm like, oh, I have time to do that. But this is kind of like the rules are reversed. But either way, I feel like it's important, and it's time to really bring this and make this part of my life again. But I'm happy that I'm gonna like really make a vow to myself to like keep this passion alive, not only because it like fills me with so much joy, but also like I've seen so many people that it also fills them with joy, and like they listen to it, and like I just get like such good feedback from all of you. So like, just thank you to everyone that's listened to me, that's cared, like that's done any sort of acknowledgement of this, because I feel like I definitely don't even self-promote enough. I'm actually reading a book. It's called like, what is it called? something, it's called like, or is it called Brag Better? It was on, the woman that wrote it was on Lauren Elizabeth's podcast, Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. And this lady was on twice, like within the pandemic. And I just loved everything that she was saying. And I was like, okay, I need to get my hands on her book. And I definitely don't read enough, but when I do, I've been reading this book and it's so good. So definitely when I finish, I'm going to do like a recap analysis on this book, because it's definitely in our niche of all of like the business, marketing, entrepreneurial, but it's just like being able to talk positively about yourself and not be ashamed and not be discouraged or just like afraid or like no one's gonna care, because there's always gonna be someone that cares. So I definitely want to do that, but I really don't promote this as much as I should, especially for being into marketing and stuff. But again, sometimes it's just like, because it's your own thing, you're like, oh, it's fine, like it's not that big of a deal, and it's like my face is always out there. But like, I really want to have more people on the podcast too, so it's not just always me talking, but I do want to have other solo opportunities so that it isn't an excuse of, oh, I don't have a guest, like I just need to do it. And it's really important that I stay diligent, and I want you guys as my listeners and followers to hold me accountable. And I think that's really important in anything in life too, is to have people that hold you accountable. So thank you to everyone that has held me accountable and has kept me going, because there was a short moment in time where I was like, do I even do this anymore? Do I have time for it? And then there was just this one day I was like, you know, like you always feel good after you do it. Like, why aren't you doing this anymore? Like, it's not work. Like, this is something fun. This shouldn't be something that stresses you out. Because I think for a while I did stress myself out about, oh, I'm losing followers. Oh, I'm not posting enough. Oh, I'm not keeping up with this. Oh, I do it for so long and then I like go dark for like a hot minute because like life gets in the way. And I think I just have to be diligent and consistent with myself. If I'm able to be diligent and consistent with other things in my life, this is something that like isn't as hard as other goals that I have. Like, this is something that's so attainable and it's fun and it makes me happy. So I think it's something that I definitely want to continue. But if you're listening to this, because I do want to have more guests, I do have like a little list of guests that I would like to have on, and I'm in the process of reaching out to and discussing those things. But if you are listening and you have any interest in social media, podcasting, entrepreneurship, marketing, etc., please, please, please DM me, message me, because I not only would love to get to know you as a fan, but also have you come on and talk to me. I'm also thinking of like, if we do like a Q&A session, if it's someone that like isn't necessarily like savvy on the subject, but they come on and like ask me a few questions and I'm able to like kind of like go through that with them and be able to share it with all of you, I think that could be really fun as well. I really like that idea. If you or anyone you know is interested, please, please, please message me. And I just like always forget, and it's so bad. Like, I feel like I just take so many things for granted and I need to like not do that. I feel like I preach that all the time. Like, every day is a blessing and blah, 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 blah. But then I like forget to do that myself. And so I just like really forgot how many like amazing relationships I've made through this platform, and like how many people like truly on a daily basis like care and check in on me that I literally have never met in person. And I just think, especially with how crazy the world is and like this past year, like I'm just very thankful for all of those people that have been there for me and have supported me and like always make sure I'm okay and you know who you are. I feel like I talk about those people all the time, so I don't have to give the whole roster of people, but you know who you are. You are my people that keep me going, so thank you for that. But if you are also in the Chicagoland area and you have any interest in this, if you are an influencer, podcaster, If you do anything cool and it revolves around social media, or you know someone that would be interested and like you can refer them to me and I can reach out to them, please, please, please let me know, because I know like now like COVID is getting weird again. It was like good and now it's like getting weird again. But if people are vaccinated and they feel comfortable, it would be really, really cool to start doing some in-person interviews and maybe even like getting it on video and having like a video component, because that's actually how I've been listening to a lot of my podcasts recently, is I watch them on YouTube and I feel like it's a lot more engaging. I mean, the whole reason why I started podcasting was to minimize the video portion, but again, as we all know, in the social media world, video content is turning into the hot thing right now. So even if I just turned it into TikToks and Reels and stuff, and just to meet more people in the area now that I moved back to Chicago. So again, if you or anyone you know is interested, I would love to have you on the podcast. And unfortunately, that's all I have for today. But I, all summer, I've been on a side hustle selling streak of my clothes and stuff. And I know I did an episode about this like over a year ago, like a while ago. And I definitely have some updated tips and tricks. So I'm going to do a revamped version of how to like sell your closet and just like knickknacks and things, because since that podcast, I totally, not totally do things differently, but I've definitely changed the apps that I use and how I take the photos and all of that jazz. So I'm definitely going to do that as my first side hustle series. And if you have a side hustle too, and you might not be super social media centric, but you have a side hustle and you want to share it on here, please message me about that too. You know where to find me at OverCaffeinatedPod on Instagram. And yeah, thank you all so much for coming back, tuning in. The social media page is going to get a little bit of a revamp. I haven't decided if I'm going to do a new cover, but honestly, I think the one we have right now is fine. And maybe in the wintertime, we'll change it. Your girl's busy, you know? We're going to change the color scheme, but we'll see about the cover. Anyway, I love you all, and I hope you have a great week. I'm going to try, and please hold me accountable for this too. I'm going to try to make every episode release on Thursdays. So look forward to new episodes every Thursday, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. Bye!